Hello, and welcome to the Brutal Iron Gym Podcast, where our goal is to cut through the BS and deliver the brutal truth about topics related to health and happiness. Today's podcast number 1761. The topic is nutrition, and the title is Why You're Not Losing Weight Even If Your Calories Are Correct. Oh no. Definitely not a good place to be mentally. So we want to talk about that. A listener to the podcast reached out and said that they had followed the advice of the Create Your Own Nutrition Program document that we have on our website. So it's a document you can actually use to figure out how many calories, grams of protein, and it kind of discusses meal timing that you should follow to achieve your goal, whether that's, you know, fat loss, weight loss, muscle mass gains, just maximizing sport performance or athletic performance. But that document is free on our website, www.brutalirongym.com. Go to free nutrition education. The first link is Create Your Own Nutrition Program. So they went through that. They saw an initial loss in the first week, and then it just kind of plateaued. So I wanted to talk about why that could be. Is if your calories are correct, why might you not see a change in weight? So there's two things. The first one is that there's two things before I get to the five things. There's actually seven things I'm going to mention. But the first two things, the first one is that your calories might actually be too low. So if you're not calculating it correctly, and they can actually be too high. The trouble I see here is that when we set up calorie counts, there are individual differences, and it gets a little wonky at the higher body fat percentage you have. So if you're 30%+ body fat and you're using your body weight, your current body weight, you know, times whatever, to make the calorie count that you target, you might be using too high of a number, because you're actually, like, if I weigh 100 and say person weighs 160 pounds, but they're actually 120 pounds if they were lean and looked good, you know, like they were on the beach and you could see a little bit of six pack. They don't have to be on stage, but you could see nice, like, muscle definition. Or if somebody's 200 pounds, but they really would weigh 140 or 150. The problem is, then, if you're in that case, say you weigh 200 pounds, but your ideal body weight would be 140, you're a 140-pound person with 60 pounds of fat on you. You're not a 200-pound person. You're a 140-pound person with 60 pounds of fat. Fat doesn't need to be fed. So sometimes when people are figuring out their calories, they're using their current body weight. And if their body fat percentage is high, the higher it is, the less accurate your current body weight would be for figuring out proper calories. You can still ballpark it there. And if you don't see progress, start to lower down the calorie count. You know, try to create a little bit more of a deficit. But the idea that I want to get across in that statement or this concept is that you want to use your ideal body weight as a target. Now, if somebody's been chronically extremely overeating, they might want to walk their way down to that number in calories. So if they've been eating around 3,000 calories and they do calculations and it says they should be at 1,600, you probably don't want to drop from 3,000 down to 16. You might want to go, you know, down to 2,500, then 2,000, and then 16 over the course of, you know, several weeks, if not months. Likewise, if somebody's undereating and they want to try to correct that, maybe they've only been averaging between 800 to 1,000 calories a day. They do their calculations and they're like, oh, wow, it says I should eat 1,600 calories. You probably don't want to go from 800 to 1,000 right up to 1,600. You want to kind of walk your way up there. You know, go from 1,000 to 1,200 to 1,400 to 1,600 over several weeks, if not several months. So the idea is to use our ideal body weight to see where we should be. And then we want to kind of track what we're doing now to have an idea of where we are, and then kind of work our way from where we are to where we should be. So that will help, as if your calories are too low or too high now, you want to be able to calculate them correctly based on ideal body weight, and then kind of work your way down there in what feels like a sustainable way that doesn't cause extreme cravings or cause, you know, if you've been under eating and all of a sudden you start eating 500 more calories, you're going to gain a bunch of water weight. You're going to freak out that the scale goes up. You're going to fade this body fat and you'll quit. So walk up slowly. The other thing I see before I get into like the top five is that people are inconsistent. they'll track their calories, you know, Monday through Thursday, and then Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they just don't pay attention. They either extremely undereat or they extremely overeat. They're very inconsistent over the weekend. And that's just throwing off a lot of the progress that they're making during the week. So you're not going to see great progress just from Monday through Thursday or Monday through Friday if Saturday and Sunday are completely wonky. So we want to address those things to make sure that we have the right targets and that we're consistent towards our target. Now, the top five reasons why you might not be losing weight, assuming you actually have your numbers right and you're consistent. One reason is you're not counting everything. I have people who will, like, defend themselves and say, I'm following the diet. And I'm like, well, you know, we talk it through a little bit more here. Well, here's an example. There was a lady I was helping doing powerlifting. She's probably tired of me using this example. But we were getting ready for a powerlifting competition, and she was wanting to cut down to a lighter weight class. And it coincided well with, as she was getting older, she wanted to be a little bit leaner anyhow. So we're like, well, why don't we use the competition as motivation? And she's, okay, good. So we're following the plan, quote unquote. And then all of a sudden, a couple weeks in, it's like, well, the weight's not really going down. We didn't add any unique components of training. She had already been doing powerlifting training. So it wasn't like all of a sudden she was building a bunch of muscle. And she said she was following the food. None of the foods were inflammatory. It was all kind of foods that she liked and she'd eaten before. So there wasn't going to be a digestive issue causing water retention. And it's like, what's going on? You know? And I'm looking at her and we had a nice conversation. So I'm shortening all of it. But essentially I said, it doesn't make any scientific sense as to why your weight would not be changing. So we have to look at what we're doing and say, okay, am I possibly doing some of this wrong? So I'm going to go to another example before I come back to that example. I had one lady, one time I told her in nutrition, I said, hey, I want you to get 50 grams of carbs from these foods for lunch, because it was the right type of timing before her workout in the afternoon. And she said, okay. And I said, okay, so we're getting 50 grams of carbohydrates, whether it's from, you know, potatoes, rice, whatever. So she did it for a couple of days and she goes, oh my gosh, my energy is so low. I just feel like crap. And I'm like, what do you mean? What's going on? Here, what she was doing was she was weighing the food to 50 grams. So she was weighing a potato to 50 grams of weight and then eating 50 grams of that. And it was instead of what we really wanted was I wanted her to eat whatever the amount would be needed to get 50 grams of carbohydrates from the food. She thought I was saying carbohydrates as those foods were carbohydrates, so eat 50 grams of these foods. So this is the fun of America, since we don't typically use the metric system. Maybe we don't understand it that well. So we were like laughing a little bit about that. And I said, hey, why not, like, this is the correction, is in her mind, she was doing 100% of what I told her. In my mind, I thought we were doing something 100% different. So I had told the powerlifting client that happened to the other client. And I said, so it might be a case where you think you're doing everything, but we just have to double check and make sure that what I'm thinking is what you're thinking and that's what's happening. And she hee-hawed around and wouldn't really, like, answer anything. And I was like, this is kind of odd. You seem very defensive, but I feel like this is a very, you know, understandable thing to want to address. And finally, she caved in and she said, well, I've been having a soda in the afternoons. I was like, well, like a diet soda? And she goes, no. And I was like, well, that's not good. So she had been drinking 1 to 2 cans of Coca-Cola and having a chocolate treat. Some days it was a Hershey Kiss. Some days it was a bag of Hershey Kisses. And I was like, okay, well, now that you told me, we can figure something out that maybe curbs that a little bit, still gives you a sense of like a sweet tooth or something, whatever you're doing that for. And we found out that she was just having, her mornings were absolutely crazy. She had to do a lot of stuff at work. And finally, by the afternoon, before she trained, she liked having her me time. That was her restorative, like, self-care, quote unquote, was to have a can of soda and some chocolates. And I said, I understand why you're doing it. It's stress management. You know, it's eating to manage stress. So we just have to find different ways. So we found different ways. We worked through it. But that was the case where she wasn't counting everything. She knew that that was probably not a good idea to do if she was trying to lose weight. But still, at the same time, as people do tend to graze, they tend to eat a little bit of extra here or there. You know, maybe you scoop out the peanut butter to weigh the peanut butter, but then you lick the spoon clean, and then how much you leave on the spoon is growing every week. So we want to make sure, if we're tracking calories, that we count absolutely everything. Everything. Now, if it doesn't have calories, if it's water, you know, or something that has no calories, you don't technically have to count that. But I, for strictness of myself, I write down literally everything, even if it doesn't have calories, because I want to stay in the habit of always writing down everything, or at least accounting for it. The second reason why you might still not be losing weight if your calories are correct is we're not measuring correctly. You know, you might be measuring, maybe the plan is for, you know, 6 ounces of cooked meat. Maybe you're measuring 6 ounces of raw meat. Then you're cooking it, and all of a sudden it's only like 2/3 of the amount of meat you actually needed. So we want to make sure that we're actually measuring everything correctly. It would be a good idea, if you haven't, to just watch a video on YouTube, make sure you're using your food scale right, make sure you're measuring. You know, like sometimes people, like, oh, talk about like tablespoons and stuff. They'll fit whatever the hell they can fit on a tablespoon. They're like, that's a tablespoon. I'm like, no, that's an enormously way too much, you know? So how we use tablespoons, how we use cups, half cups, third cups, you know, measurement, things like that. We have to make sure they're always leveled off. We have to make sure everything is measured in the correct way, because otherwise we might be getting additional calories. And that is a, you know, a hindrance towards us making progress. A third reason why you might still not be losing weight, even if your calories are correct, is they aren't correct anymore. Maybe you've made progress. Maybe you've lost some weight. You need to adjust your caloric target. As your weight goes down, if you notice it's starting to plateau, then you might need to bump your calories down more because you do weigh less now. So if you started the diet at 170 and now you're down to 164, and man, you're like, I've just been holding 164 these last 2 or 3 weeks. Well, it's probably because you might need to bump your calories down. Bump them down just 50 calories in your window range. Maybe you have between 1600 to 1800 calories. So you might bump that down to 1550 to 1750. See if that pushes you down a little bit more. If it doesn't, you can go to 1500 to 1700, and then that should help push it down. But as your body weight changes, your caloric target needs to change. The fourth reason, and this is one of the most common reasons I see, is why if somebody's calories are correct but they're still not losing weight, is they don't have the protein. They don't have enough protein. They're really only counting calories, and their protein is really low, like 40 grams a day, 60 grams a day. That is not enough. What's happening then is of the calories you're eating, too high a percentage of those calories are carbs and fats. So you're actually not in a deficit for energy nutrients. Carbs and fats provide energy. Protein provides repair and like for all things in the body. It helps regulate body temperature, helps regulate like pH levels in the blood, does a bunch of things. But protein, our body doesn't really use for energy. It uses for repairs. So the amount of carbs and fats we eat when we are creating a quote-unquote deficit for fat loss, we actually want to be in a deficit of carbs and fats. So if you're not eating enough protein, that means that your deficit of carbs and fats might not actually be a deficit at all. You might actually be eating appropriate and normal levels of carbs and fats, but you're just really severely under-eating protein, which is why your calories are low. So you want to make sure you have enough protein in your diet. So that way you actually get a proper deficit of energy nutrients, carbs and fats. And if you have too low of protein, you're going to have excessive water retention. So increasing protein percentage within your calories actually helps dry you out, and it'll make you look a little leaner as well. So it's a nice little change. The fifth reason why you still might not be losing weight if your calories are correct is because you're adding muscle mass. Maybe you started weight training, or you kind of ramped up the intensity or changed the style of weight training with the correlation of starting a new diet. In those cases, you might be adding muscle, and when we add muscle, we also add associated weight, as in water weight. Within our muscle cells, our body stores carbohydrates, sodium, and water, assuming we're eating those. So inside the muscle tissue, if you are building more muscle tissue, you are then going to be storing more water within the muscle. Therefore, your muscle will weigh more. So you might be losing 2 pounds of fat, but gaining 2 pounds of muscle and associated water retention with that muscle. So you might not see a change on the scale, but you'll feel a change in your clothes. You'll feel a change in the way you look. And what's happening then is you're displacing weight. Some weight is coming off by fat loss. Some weight is coming on by muscle mass and the water retention storage associated with that muscle. Okay? So I had the two preliminary reasons and the top five reasons. There's actually 7 reasons in this podcast of why you're not losing weight even if your calories are correct. Your calories might not be correct based on your body fat percentage. You might not be consistent. Maybe you're doing really well during the week, but you're kind of crapping the bed, not doing well on the weekends. And then the top five are you're not counting everything, not measuring correctly, not adjusting as you progress, eating not enough protein, and maybe you're gaining muscle mass and associated water weight along with a new weight training routine. Okay. Hopefully that was helpful, gave you some ideas, gave you some things to think through. So if you're struggling with that issue, take a look at all of those things, and then you can also follow up with any questions if you want. My email is brutalirongym@gmail.com. If you like the podcast, please share the podcast. If you like the podcast, please consider donating to support the podcast, which is very helpful. It does have a high yearly cost, so I appreciate the donations as they help go towards some of that. So thank you very, very, very much. If you want to donate, you can do so on our website. Also, if you like the information we share in the podcast, you can find more from us on our social media channels. You can find us and follow us on Instagram and YouTube under the name Brutal Iron Gym. As always, I hope this was helpful, and thank you for listening.